away or using different incentives. All right, so there are many possible solutions, but let me first go a little bit deeper into why our current economic system isn't working for AI for social good. It's basically about market failures. There are mismatches between what companies are optimizing for their survival and what society needs. So this is what market failures are about. Often they come from the tragedy of the commons. So for example, in dealing with pollution, if there is not a sufficient price on carbon, then there is not enough incentive to develop the innovations that we need to deal with the problem. Now, governments are paying for a lot of services, for example, in the areas of healthcare and education and social services and the environment, but they don't have a tradition of investing in the required innovation to make the costs of these social expenses reduced and provide better services. And so we need to think of ways to either for governments to either directly fund the required innovations, not just research in academia, but I mean the R&D that is necessary, or to provide the push and pull incentives for corporations to do the required innovation that society needs. So this is the main part of my message. And I want to mention an example to illustrate that sometimes we all lose if we don't do it. So the example that really worries me a lot is that of antimicrobial resistance. So this is a case where there is a lot of mutations of new variants of microbes, and these mutations are actually moving in a direction that make them resistant to the drugs we currently have, making it necessary to develop new drugs. But unfortunately, the investment to do the required innovation to develop these new drugs is not happening. And it's not happening because it's not profitable for companies to do that work. On the other hand, if we don't do anything at the current trend, there'll be 10 million deaths per year by 2050 due to antimicrobial resistance. And the economic costs globally are going to be on the order of $100 trillion. So, we all have an interest, not just from the point of view of human suffering, but also economically to invest for these, these innovations to prepare for future pandemics and another dealing with other global changes. So, what can governments do? So there are many areas when they can intervene. They can, for example, one simple thing they can do is they can fund R&D for these socially important goals, but they need to change the formula by which they will help, say, corporations to work on these things, because there's not typically things like 50% coming from government and 50% coming from companies may not be a sufficient incentive. Also, when they provide these funding contracts for innovation, or if they let their state organizations do that research, they should provide strings attached to these contracts. For example, to encourage or force this work to be done in an open science data sharing way with downstream licensing that's favorable to developing countries. And it's not going to happen magically. It has to be something that's decided and that is put into these contracts so that companies that will do this work, or even academics who will do this work, will be forced to abide by these constraints. And there's a cost for that, because companies value the fact that they can have an exclusive advantage with what they develop. But I think it's the gain in sharing that information, not just to the organizations that are doing the R&D, but other organizations that can take advantage of it, is clearly worth it at the level of society. So to summarize, to address many of the sustainable development goals, governments and international organizations coordinating their efforts should pay attention to the needed investments in socially motivated technological innovation. So that means not just the research that's going on in academia, but what is typically done in corporations to develop new products and services. And they need to pay attention, especially in areas where the social value is great, but there is insufficient private investment, and where the lack of open science development and data sharing hinders progress. Thank you very much.